Officially welcome you to another episode of Chronicles of an Impatient Girl with Damola. You guys know I'm always excited to be here, right? Okay, guys, I actually missed you guys so much. Like, I can't even express myself right now, but then I missed the old recording. I missed you people. I missed the comments you guys are always throwing at me. And I will say a very big thank you to all those who kept on asking, Damola, when are you releasing another episode? And those that did not ask. But then I love you guys so much. So welcome to Chronicles of an Impatient Girl with Damola. You guys know how we do our thing here. You know that Damola is not a very serious kind of person. I could be serious, but right now. Okay, so let's get down to the business of the day. Before I forget, Happy New Year, guys! Yay! 2020, like 2020. I don't know why I just like the year. Like, I like the 2020 aspect. Like, I don't know, but I just like it. It's different from the regular 2018, 2019, but this is 2020. Like, it feels huge. Like, very huge. I don't know, but then Happy New Year to you guys. I'm sure 2019 was awesome for you guys. I'm sure you made the best out of 2019. Well, 2020 is here and you still have a whole lot of days to make the best out of it. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about 2020 goals or Alaye Jojo. I'm sure quite a number of people are on the 2020 goals. Ah, it's a new year. I have my goals. I must crush them. I must scatter them. And some people are, I beg Joe, and like, yes, just stay one side, Jare. It's a new day. Let's just continue from where we stopped. Oh, shame, Mado. Some of us are indifferent about it. On the 1st of January, when we got back from the crossover service, and I woke up, you know that waking up that you're still sleeping, but you're still waking up. I mean, how will I put it? I was in that phase at that point, and my phone kept beeping with messages. I'm like, oh, happy new year, oh, same to you, kind of thing. I didn't pick my phone yet, and I felt indifferent about it at that point. I'm like, okay, it's a new year, what's special? I'm like, what's special about it? What's happening? Or it's just a new day, it's just Wednesday or something. I was just basically indifferent about the old thing. Then we had to go to church. Trust me, I tried my best. Don't see me as the devil's child, but trust me, I tried my best not to go to church at that point because I felt that we just go back from crossover and now you're telling us, let's go to church again. Why? It's new year. But then all my tricks did not work. So let me bust your head, guys. When we had to go to church by 10 o'clock, your favorite thing, man, again, did not bath. We should not tell anybody. I actually just told the whole world, but then I actually didn't have my day to church that morning. And I told my friend, I said, how would you start the new year like that? Like, how would you have your day to church? I said, well, it was cold, the weather and everything. So that just happened. Then I got back and I'm like, okay, so what is this new year about? So I'm not going to give you guys few tips that I think can help you out this new year 2020. If you are in the Alaye Jojo or you are in the 2020 goals click, whatever click you have, this would actually help out. The first thing I'm going to say is that you should not be stagnant this year. You should always try to grow and try to move further from where you were before to where you see yourself going. Try and always make sure that you step closer to where you want to go. Don't be stagnant. Don't be too comfortable. You need to also learn to leave your comfort zone this new year. Learn to leave your comfort zone. Even if you say you don't want to have 2020 goals, or you don't want to, or you're in the Alaye Jojo category, you still need to be deliberate about your growth also this year. You need to be deliberate about your goals also. If you like, say you're Alaye Jojo, any category you find yourself, just make sure you are deliberate about your goals. Then you need to also step out of your comfort zone. Quite a number of us are always too comfortable about certain things, and before you know it, 2020 is coming to an end already. Like, it started already and just need your highs now. Don't worry, January has 5 months. But then, before you know it, we actually run out of days, and before we know it, we're already doing countdown to 2020 and you realize, oh, you didn't do anything serious. So you need to always step out of your comfort zone this 2020. So I'm going to be saying 5 things that I will be more deliberate about in the year 2020. The first thing is that I'm going to record more. I know I was very guilty of that in 2019 at the point. It was on and off, but I want to say that in 2020, I will try my best to record more. I would also invest in my business more. I would try my best to invest in my business more this 2020. Then I would want to work more for God. That's the third one. Then the fourth one is that I would want to save more. If you don't know, your favorite part of girl has already bought Kolo. Yes, I got a wedding Kolo that I'll be using to save money this 2020. We're entering 2021 like this. We are buying Benz. Who is with me? Who wants to buy Benz? Me, I want to buy Benz. So then the last thing is that I'm going to try to go out more and shop life more. How would I learn to shop life? Who doesn't like to shop life? So those are like the five things that I would want to be. There are other things, but those are the major five things I would want to be deliberate about more in 2020. So I'm sure you guys have things that you would also want to be deliberate more about in 2020. Your 2020 goals or your Alaye Jojojo goals. Whatever category you find yourself. So I'm sure you want to reach out to me. You can send me a message on 081-8361-5175. I'll take that again, 081-8361-5175. Or you could reach out to me on my social media page on Instagram and on Twitter at Damola Olagbade. Damola Olagbade. Join together, no dot, nothing, nothing. Damola Olagbade. Thank you guys for listening to me up to this moment. And as you all know, I've not found another word to say than to say that I do not take this opportunity for granted. I'm excited about it, really. And I can't wait to meet with you guys next week. And majorly, I can't wait to hear from you concerning this episode. God bless you.